Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, and we have a full house here as we get started with our update from Coffeyville Chamber. And we do have starting things out first with Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning, everybody. It's a good Wednesday, so a lot going on here in Coffeyville. And, of course, we're getting ready to talk about something really big going on next week. That's Fair and Rodeo. So I've got Shanna here, and she's going to talk about exhibits and who knows what else.
Good morning, Shanna. How's it going?
Good morning. You know, we are getting into the swing of fair time is fun time. That's what we always say. So we, you know, the group, the association of the board's been working hard on all of our volunteers, getting things ready out at the fairgrounds. And we had our big Decoration Sunday last Sunday. And so all the signs and all the beautiful pennants are up. So it looks like we're just ready for the, you know, the animals and the carnival to show up. We're ready.
We're ready.
That's yeah, ready or not, it's coming.
It's coming. It's going to be here. So what do we need to know here as we head into the big week next week?
So, you know, as usual, most of our schedule is pretty much the same. We did this year, we have brought back the inside exhibits to be open for all. So it's not just for 4-H members, it's for 4-H, it's for non-4-H, and it's for all age groups. So some of the divisions are a little different as far as what ages qualify, but even in the baking, if, you know, a small child wants to bring something, I mean, when I say small child, littler than these guys, we have a peewee division, but there's crafts, there's florals, photography. We have it open for a lot of folks, and we're really excited to see. You can find information on that on the website, fairandrodeo.com. If you go to exhibits, there's the fair book, and then there's also the online entries, which make it really easy to enter your exhibits. So very excited about that. And then,
is there a deadline if someone wants to enter something by?
So, you know, since this is our first year and we're just winging it, honestly, we didn't put a deadline for online. Because we will print those cards probably Sunday night or just Monday morning. We'll print them. So when you come in, we'll have the cards, say, hey, you know, we got it. You're going to drop off and go. And then we'll have paper cards available at the exhibit building. If you weren't able to do online, you can fill those out real quick and then drop your exhibits off. So.
Very good. And then those will be judged and then be available for viewing after that, right?
Yes. So we will get the judging done by 5 o'clock. On Monday, and then starting at 5 is where we invite everybody else back in, and we do our live bake sale. So there will be goods sold by kids and by adults, depending on how they qualify. So there's a little bit of different rules there, whether you were grand champion, and some purples will qualify. So we'll have a great opportunity to support all of our youth. And it's not just for our local area. This is open to anybody in the 8 counties that were able to bring livestock as well. I don't want to list off the 8 counties because I'll like get it wrong, but you know, our interstate area.
Yeah.
So not just Coffeyville community, but it is open to a lot of people.
Fantastic. Well,
yeah.
It's going to be good. What else do we need to know here as we get ready for another busy fair week?
Monday, like I said, that's just busy. Exhibits coming in. That's inside exhibits and livestock animals will be put into place in the show barns on Monday. And then rolling into Tuesday, we start the livestock shows. That's the hog show on Wednesday. Oh, the one thing I did want to mention, what's exciting about all the animals, to make sure you go walk through those barns, we have over 500 animals entered. So there will be plenty of chickens, rabbits, goats, sheep, cattle, and pigs. So you'll be able to smell it and hear it. So come and see everybody and all the hard work that these youth are putting in. The kids here will have a couple goats and a pig too. So you'll see us around the barns and trying to keep all the animals cool. So it's been pretty hot of, you know, what's new.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You said on Wednesday there is going to be kind of like an open house for some of the indoor exhibits.
Yes. So another thing we added for indoor exhibits is I wanted the opportunity to show off more of the exhibits than just the baking. That's always been the tradition for the bake sale on Monday. But on Wednesday, we're going to have a kind of an open house night. And so we're just going to encourage the public to come in. And the idea was you go to the parade, come down to the park. We've got the watermelon and bean feed going on. And then Farm Bureau will be doing their kitty tractor pull, which is always fun. That's open to, I can't remember the oldest age, is either 12 or 13. Don't quote me on it. But that's a lot of fun. Kids, you know, seeing how strong they are with these little tractors, which is actually pretty hard. So it's interesting. But then we'll have the inside exhibits open come see what's going on. There's going to be someone doing face painting. We'll have some of our sponsors will have some exhibits set up to show what they have to offer. We're going to be raffling off a quilt that we can show here in a minute, a couple of quilts from the Thistle downtown. And we'll also have a silent auction set up. So some of those non-baking goods, if an exhibitor would like to auction off their, you know, craft item, if they had the grand champion craft, that might be up for silent auction. So
now we moved the parade is now at 5 p.m. It was a start, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that'll start at 5, and then everything down in the park will start at 5:30.
And, of course, Candy, I know that your office has been kind of helping to organize those entries and everything for the parade.
Yeah.
Is there still time to get in, or is it pretty much closed?
We're still letting them. So, yeah. No, we wanted them earlier, but no, we can still sign up, and then we'll be emailing out, or the fair chair will be emailing out kind of the lineup and getting everybody started. So we'll still take them up until probably about Friday, because then we close down and we move out to the fairgrounds and start getting everything ready to go. So that's a good note, though, is if anybody's wanting to pick up a last-minute ticket or drop off a mutton busting form or anything like that, do that by Thursday, because like I said, Friday we close down, we start hauling everything out and getting everything ready to go so that we can be there Monday morning and going strong. So.
That's
yeah,
great.
The chamber will now be out at the fairgrounds in the fair office. So yeah. If you need anything.
Got to go out there.
You gotta go out there.
What else as we continue on with our preview of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo coming up next week?
Yeah, so on Tuesday, we do have LJ Jenkins Bull Riding will be back. Tuesday's also when the carnival opens. Wednesday, that day will be full with rabbit, sheep, poultry, and goat show. And then, of course, we talked about the parade and all the activities to happen after that. And then Wednesday and Thursday being our PRCA rodeo nights. And, you know, we are lucky to have Justin McKee back again to be the announcer. And the entertainment this year for our rodeo nights is Matt Tarr. So if you look him up, it's MattTarr. He's a pretty well-known entertainer in the rodeo industry. So, you know, we love to have new entertainment every year just to change it up. It's kind of a surprise, keeps it fun. And then... let's see. And that'll be when royalty coronation happens. The royalty competition actually happens on Sunday. So then you get to see the results of that on Wednesday. Thursday, we move into the cattle show. That's mainly what's going on in the barns. And every day, the inside exhibits will be open for viewing. If you want to just walk through at your own pace, you can go over to the rec center and see that. And then Friday is there's going to be a lot of youth activities going on around the livestock building. We have a livestock judging contest. And then, of course, the 5 o'clock Friday evening is the livestock sale. So that's a huge target and a huge target for the youth, for the kids. I mean, I'm praying one of the kids in here make the sale, but it is very competitive. Even when I showed 20 years ago, always competitive. So it's exciting to come together with all these different counties and, you know, really compete with your animals.
It sure is. And I want to remind folks, if you for some reason can't make the sale, we will be broadcasting the entire sale on Friday starting at 5 right here on KGGF. So always an exciting time. That's one of our most challenging broadcasts of the year. So
there's a lot going on.
And like the 2 years ago, we had to do severe weather during that too. So we've kind of got it more down to a science here, but it is a lot of fun.
Well, we appreciate you guys being out there. I mean, and appreciate all, you know, all the publicity and, you know, attention you guys give us leading up to the fair, during the fair. All these spots are amazing, and just the advertising you guys do for it in general. I mean, this is the oldest event in Montgomery County, I mean, in the area. So I'm very proud to be a part of it, very proud of its history. And so it takes all of us to keep it going. And we're just excited about it. And I will say, too, if anyone is interested in contributing to either the inside exhibit sale on Monday or the livestock sale on Friday, you can contact myself, or there's information on the website to contact if you want to add on money for certain kids or any kids. If your organization wants to give back, we would love that. So you don't have to be there physically to give back. We're always looking for ways to put more money back into these exhibitors' hands. So we're very proud of that with the Coffeyville Fair, that we majority of the money we raise for those those sales go back to the kids. Mm-hmm. So we don't keep very much of it all. Like the inside exhibits, we only keep 5%. So we want to put it back for the youth so they can use it next year and keep their exhibits going. The other thing I wanted to say about Friday night with the tractor pull, we do have a different, I don't know if it's right to say a different brand, but a different business of tractor pull. I don't know the right word to say, but it's the group that's coming is called Outlaw Truck and Tractor. So it's not the same organization that was the tractor pull last year. So this year we switched it up. We've got a different group coming. And if you're familiar with tractor pulls, these people are like big organizations, like it's their own club and they bring all these tractors in. So if you're into that, like the Outlaw Truck and Tractor, looks like we should have a lot of tractors this year. So that's always fun. My family, my son in his overalls down here, he really likes the tractor pull. And then Saturday, of course, we're going to finish out the week with the demo derby that night. And, of course, another day of carnival and, yeah, all the fun.
It's going to be great. Yes. Now, one more question about some of those open class entries. Is there any premium money that you might get if you win, or is it just the notoriety?
So if you win, we are going to have some nice prizes. So we really wanted to focus on getting functional prizes. So, you know, if you are a baker, we'll get you some baking supplies. So, you know, I'm a little last minute with everything, so I can't tell you specifically all the prizes, but we are doing cake carriers for the baking division. And but yeah, we wanted to be more functional than getting, you know, different plaques and different ribbons. So you'll get a nice prize that you should be able to use. And then, of course, if you are grand champion in a division, you have the option to go into the silent auction. And then, of course, you would get that money. So in the past, we did do like ribbon money. Like if you got a red ribbon, what did it used to be? You got like 50 cents
something
or something.
Like,
so it got kind of silly. We're like, okay, this is silly. So we've gotten rid of that for now. But this year, the biggest goal was let's get opened up. Let's get everybody back in here. And then as we grow, it could change every year of how we do that. And just depends on our sponsors too. You know, if we're able to raise enough funds to, you know, give more, you know, ribbon money, something like that. I mean, 50 cents is great. You can do 50 cents, but it made it really hard with writing checks because there would be some people that were mailed a check for 50 cents. So that's more like the paper and the postage were more expensive than that. So, and that all, I found out just a little history, like the reason they did that a long time ago was you would be given cash essentially right there. So the idea was the kids were given cash for their ribbon money, and then they would turn around and spend it at the concession stand, where when that exhibit building was full, that concession stand, the money went back to the 4-H clubs or whoever's running it. So it was really kind of this just, you know, turn of events. But then over time, didn't have the concession stand anymore. We didn't do cash anymore. So it was just something that was over time overlooked. And so we're always looking for ideas too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
How can we improve? We just want to modernize it. And that was one thing with the exhibit book too. We took out a lot of things, added some things, like to be more realistic of what crafts and baking people are doing today.
Well, that's great. Keeping with the times. So
love it.
Yeah. Well, I did want these exhibitors to say something. Miss Leslie,
absolutely.
What do you want to say about the fair next week?
That I'm showing a pig.
Yeah. What's your pig's name?
Piggy.
Mm-hmm.
And my other one died.
Yeah. Oh. Yep, it did.
That's
yep, Gerald. Yep. Joel, what do you want to say? What are you excited for next week? What are you looking forward to for the fair? Get up close to it.
I'm looking forward to funnel cakes.
The funnel cakes. Yeah,
what's the best topping on a funnel cake? Or just the regular plain
just powdered
one?
Sugar,
the regular plain one.
With the powdered sugar on it. None of the raspberry or strawberry?
No.
Okay. Just keep it basic. That's good. I like that.
Come here, Bennett.
Can I say something?
Yeah, what are you going to say? Come here.
Do a shout out.
Just shout out. Yeah, do what you're going to do. Come here.
Shout out to all the farmers.
Shout out what?
Shout out to all the farmers.
Oh, say it loud, clearly.
Shout out to all the farmers.
He wanted to make sure we shout out
good.
All the farmers.
Good. That's good. I know they appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. But I was going to say on the funnel cakes, I love Oreos. So I always think, oh, I'll get the Oreo topping one. But then I think I'm probably going to have a heart attack if I eat that. Like, it's so much sugar. So
that's fine. It's the fair. It's okay.
Yeah. Nothing. No calories count next week.
Not
like,
now,
fair week.
You mentioned the quilts. And I know for the folks who are on Facebook, we do have those quilts that we can take a look at here.
Yeah, let's fold this one up. So, yeah, one thing we're going to do to raise funds this year, because as I was talking to everyone around here has already tapped out on sponsoring every event ever, which is amazing. But what we did to get a little creative, I talked to some of the local companies. Well, in the Thistle, the quilt shop downtown. hold on, just stand back for a minute. Leslie, or Bennett, grab one side. So they made this quilt, this barn quilt, if you can see. And so they donated this quilt that we're going to raffle off next week. And then we have another one. So they're farm themed. They have livestock, chickens.
Yeah.
Okay, Leslie, you can put that one down.
For those listening on the radio, it's basically a big picture of a barn in the middle. It's got some, you know, other fabric around the edge, but it's kind of centered on this big one. Yeah. And then
this one's bigger.
Kind of a more traditional quilt with your kind of stars on it and that sort of thing.
So. So those raffle tickets are going to be $5 a ticket. We're going to be selling them all throughout next week. Again, I'm going to put some information on Facebook about it. So,
And where do we get the, where's the actual, where can you buy them at?
So on Monday, they will be at the exhibit building starting at 5:00. And then I will probably just have tickets and have some volunteers walk around with tickets. Again, we're winging this. Okay. But we're going to draw for the tickets on Friday night at the livestock sale. So throughout the week, you'll have the opportunity. And we'll get some more information on Facebook, but I wanted to show them off while we're here on camera.
Fantastic. Well, Shanna and friends, we appreciate all the help with that, and it's just going to be a great fair. We cannot wait for it.
Are you talking again?
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah. What are you gonna? Sorry.
You're good.
You're taking all your time, Candy.
I'm gonna see if I can do brownies.
Ooh.
Wants to bring nice. Brownies.
Brownies. Yeah, that'd be good. That might win you some.
Yeah. Oh, really good brownies.
Okay.
With the cream on it.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on by, everyone. Yeah, great update there. And we can't wait for the fair. Of course, we'll have tons of updates all next week for you here, lining up some of those interviews. And, of course, we'll be out there Tuesday through Saturday with live remotes. So thanks so much. All right, Candy, what else is going on? I know you had business over breakfast as well, so it's been a busy one.
It was a busy morning, and it'll continue being busy all day today. So thank you guys for coming again.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You can squeeze around.
Have a good one.
Okay, well, shortly after fair means right into school season. Are you ready for that?
No. Except the kids won't be home, so there's that.
We'll see you, Shannon.
Thanks. Thank you.
School is right around the corner. I can't believe it. Which means fall is right around the corner. Which means we have 100 Mile Sale coming up. So we are taking signups right now for that. Stop by the chamber. We've got a little form to fill out. Now, just a reminder, the city got rid of permits, so you don't actually have to have a permit to have the garage sale. But if you want to be on the map for Coffeyville, stop by the chamber. It's $5, and we can fill that out and get you on the map. So that also means right around the corner is all the fall events. We're going to be signing everybody up for Spooktacular and legislative forums and Christmas parades and all that fun stuff just around the corner. So. Okay, a couple other things. So in October, it'll be the 32nd annual Bill Reed Foundation Golf Tournament for CRMC. That'll be Saturday, October 3rd at the Country Club. It'll be a four golf scramble with lunch prizes. I mean, I know they've got silent auction. Everybody gets a t-shirt, all kinds of good stuff. So they do have a link to the registration on the community calendar for here at our chamber page or at the CRMC Facebook. So. Speaking of fair and rodeo, Carter Automotive is having a giveaway. So they announced more, I think it was yesterday. I'm trying to remember which day it was. But on Facebook, if you go out, like and share their contest post and tag friends if you want bonus entries. And then you get entered to win a fun pass, which means all 5 nights at the fair. So they are a proud sponsor of this year's Demo Derby and love that they're having this little contest. So speaking of little quilts and everything else, we've got Stitch and Barn with some more workshops coming out. The next one they have is in the 29th, and they're going to do a traveling iron bag. So little travel bags for your iron or mini iron. So there's two sizes. You can register by the 14th, and the class is on the 29th. Then they also have a freeze-drying basic class on the 22nd. So you get to learn the science of freeze-drying. Make sure to RSVP for that one by the 17th of August. So lots of workshops. I know if you go out to our website, to the community calendar, you'll see all the different workshops. I don't know how she has time to do them, but it seems like every day there's a new workshop. So that's cool and neat to see. Just a reminder, I'm sure you guys put it on the news all this week, but just one more reminder. Tomorrow, August 6th, is the Data Center Public Information Center put on by the City of Coffeyville. That'll be at the Boys and Girls Club at 6 p.m. And this is really just a session to learn more about all the recent discussions surrounding the potential data center development. You'll get to hear from city leadership, but also just kind of share your insights and thoughts. This is just early stages just to learn more about data centers. Months away from even thinking about if it's going to come here. This is more just, let's hear from the residents. Let's learn more about it. So that is tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club. Okay, so we did have business over breakfast today, and it was another full packed room, lots of good stuff. Big shout out to PennMac. They were our sponsor today. 31 years they've been here in Montgomery County, and so they do hiring services and help with your workforce need. And something she shared today that I knew and I just think I had forgot, but right now we are at a 3.8% unemployment rate, which, if you don't really know context, that doesn't seem that bad, but that's the lowest that we've probably had in, I can't even tell you how many years. Usually we have around 6-7%. So really low unemployment rate right now. So it's definitely an employee market out there for jobs, but PennMac can help your company with that. So we also had Marty from the city of Coffeyville talking about the bond issuance for the water department. And this is going to be helping with the aging infrastructure for the water department. A couple things it'll be working on. It'll be helping with the changes that they need to upgrade the water treatment plant. There's some parts of it that's getting pretty old. But also, I learned something new today. Every time at breakfast, I learn some things. So the city has replaced 5 miles of water lines in the last 25 years. And there's 125 miles that we have. So that means there's a lot of water lines out there that are pretty old and need some changing. And so that's one of the goals for this bond as well. Their goal is to have 3 miles every year replaced for the next, I'm not for sure how many years, but for several years. So we also had Kansas Farm Bureau. And most of us think Farm Bureau insurance, right? But actually, the Kansas Farm Bureau is a much bigger organization, and insurance is just one of their partner organizations. So the actual Farm Bureau is kind of been centered around for years trying to help farmers, of course, and ag, but also just communities. One of the things that they have been doing lately in the last several years is a program called Engage Kansas. And what it is just kind of giving tools to those that are thinking about getting involved civically. Serving on a board, whether it's the Board of Education, a city commission, like giving you the tools to understand what it means and how to do it and how to do a campaign. So they are really been pushing that, and I think we're going to have them here down in the spring for a workshop so we can talk a little bit more about it. One thing they shared today is in Kansas, 80% of elections run unopposed. So that means no one's running for office. So we really want to get more people engaged in that process, running for office. And then another thing that came up today was also not just those running for office, but those voting. As you guys know, watching all the news and carrying it last night and checking out all the numbers,
yeah,
we didn't have a huge turnout.
No, and I mean, you're right. We did have some contested races here in Montgomery and LeBec counties, but like Elk, Chautauqua, Wilson, Neosho, I mean, those were all pretty much unopposed,
right,
for those primaries.
Exactly. They're unopposed.
Now, they will have some, you know, in the general, but, you know, a lot of those primaries did not have challengers.
And just in the voting, I know, like, for example, the city sales tax, it was, I want to say, like, 60 votes difference or something.
Yeah,
there was
some close ones, especially in independence for
independence
county commission
too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, so it's so important, and so that's one of our goals next year, is really to be pushing civic engagement, giving everybody tools. So we're going to have some workshops on that, and then maybe some kind of, you know, get out there and vote campaign, even to go back to the 80s, you know, rock the vote or something. So anyway, that was good. So a couple other things from today. We had Kiwanis there talking about the Buck Out Challenge, which will be happening out at the fairgrounds. The deadline is today if you either want to sponsor or if you want to have a bull rider. So make sure to get signed up today for that. Saturday at 10 a.m., Genesis is having kind of like a grand reveal, grand opening for the new mural that's on the side of the building. Of course, that was done by DeRosa. Beautiful. I love his work. So that'll be Saturday, 10 a.m. at Genesis. And you can also just take a tour to learn more about what all they do. We also had CCC there today talking about, again, back to school stuff. Right now they have football camp going on, 150 players there on campus at the moment. So it was packed yesterday when I went by. And then the football season starts off here in just a few weeks. The first home game, though, is Saturday, September 4th? The first Saturday.
Yes, that is, it'd be the 5th.
The 5th, okay. So it's first Saturday at 1 a.m., the first home game. And then, of course, all the fall sports are kicking off as well. So I think that was the main thing we had. I was trying to think if there's anything else. We did have a job of the week, and that was Solutions North Bank, who is looking for a full and part-time teller position. So if you know anybody looking for a job, and then, of course, mainly just Fair and Rodeo. So a lot of that going on, and as soon as that's done, then we'll be back talking about, you know, back to school and all the fall stuff going on. So
that's right.
Yeah.
It'll be a very busy week. And then, of course, a reminder that you are, you know, remind us the schedule here for the chamber as we get into next week.
Yeah. We'll still have somebody covering the office. It'll just be very limited. So most of our office is going to be actually at the fairgrounds. We actually work out there helping them the entire week. But we will have someone opening the offices between 9 and 5. We may have to close for lunches or something like that just because we'll be short-staffed. But we'll be trying to be open all of next week. And I should still come for radio on Wednesday. Probably talk a little bit about the Fair and Rodeo, but we'll have a few other announcements we'll probably share as well. So, and then, again, if you're thinking about 100 Mile Cell, 9 to 5, there will be someone in the office next week and can stop by. And then the Leadership Caulfield application has to be turned in this week. Just call. I can walk you through it, send you the link, or we have a form that you can fill out. But we'll need that by Friday.
Okay. So. All right. Well, lots of good stuff, Candy. We do appreciate it. And we'll see you out at the fair.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. That's Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. And straight ahead, we have a check of some beef industry news. Be right back into your calls as Open Line continues.